Thank you for calling Northside Customer Care. My name is Tianti. Now please have your zip code so I can access your account.
78059.
The 78059?
Yes.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have your first and last name?
Sandra Frazier.
May you please verify your address for me?
It's Post Office Box 211, Natalia, Texas, 78059.
Thank you so much for that information. Let's see here. Okay. I'm just searching in the database. Just bear me one moment. Okay, and I have located your account. It looks like you, the last order that you placed was for the Omax 3 Orchard Pier. How may I help you?
Yes. In February, I went on to online and did the managed subscription, requesting that I'd not get another prescription until September of 2020. And today I looked at my account and saw that Omax had debited my account $38.66 for a product that I requested not to get in March through August.
Okay, well, you have to call in to input that request, ma'am.
Oh, I can't do it online, but I can an order online?
You can place an order online, but you don't have the ability to skip the next shipment. So you have to call
in. Well, then why does it give me that option?
That is my first time ever hearing that. Let me take a look over the website because I'm not
aware
of that.
Yeah, because I double-checked it today. I looked at it today, and it certainly says next shipment is September 2020.
That's very strange.
I'm sure the Better Business Bureau would have a fit about that. If I can't go online and manage my subscription, I have to call in every time I want to do something.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Ms. Frazier, but that's how our process works. What I can do, because you will receive the next shipment, I can refund you back the $38.66 that you was just billed.
That'd be great. I would appreciate that very much because I don't have it on my budget for the next 6 months, and I just don't have it budgeted. I can't afford it right now.
We
love the product.
That's
why I didn't want to cancel it.
We cannot place a one-month supply, a one box of, because it looks like you received one box of $38.66. We cannot place it on hold for 6 months.
Well, it gave me that option in February when we received the other order, and I went in to do my March budget for my house, and I can't afford it, so I went on to the subscription and requested for it to be sent out in September and not March, April, May, June, July, or August.
Okay.
Because I have a bill that I have to pay during those times, and I can't afford the $38.66.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I'm going to refund you back a $38.66 because, you know, if you decide to call the Better Business Bureau, they will give us a call. We'll provide them with all the information, and we do win all investigations. So you'll receive the refund back within 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to provide you with your refund number. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I appreciate this very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
R like refund.
What was the number? I'm sorry.
The letter R like refund.
All right.
33903. Correct.
And can I get do y'all have numbers like SR90045, or can I get your name because I spoke with you because I'm marking all this down?
My name is Tianti, T like Tom, I like India, A like Apple, N like Nancy, T like Tom, and I like India.
Okay. Okay, in 3 to 5 days, you said.
Correct.
Now, whenever I get the product, do you want me to send it back to you?
No, ma'am, the product is yours to keep as a customer courtesy. You'll receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days for $38.66.
All right, thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Have a great day.
Same to you. Thank you for calling on Mike's Health Customer Care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.